Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. Two guests in the studio with me and a very busy week ahead here on the ULM campus. Julia Barnhill is Special Projects Coordinator for the Department of Academic Affairs, and Ann Smith is the Director of Academic Internships with Career Connections. Welcome both of you back to the ULM Forum.
Thank you.
Hi, Jay.
Julia, we'll start with you. A big event coming up over the course of the next week. Last Tuesday, the ULM System Board announced the semifinalists for the ULM presidency. Those four semifinalists will be making a visit on campus next week, and it'll be a chance for them not only to experience the university, but also for the public to have a voice in these proceedings.
That's correct, Jay. And I'd like to go ahead and introduce these four semifinalists to you. We have J. William Berry. He's a professor and executive vice president and provost for the University of Dallas. Next is Nick J. Bruno. He's the vice president for business and finance for the University of Louisiana System. Third is Peter J. Foss. He is the provost and executive vice president for the University of Texas at Tyler. And our fourth candidate is Thomas F. Moore, and he's the vice president for academic affairs and the dean of the faculty at Winthrop University.
And we hope that the public is going to have a chance to have a voice and to meet these people, because one of these four gentlemen is likely to be the next president of the University of Louisiana at Monroe. So a couple of opportunities next week, open committee meetings, but also chances for people to come and take part in those meetings in asking questions of the semifinalists for the presidency.
Absolutely. And I want to give you a time frame of when those meetings will be. Starting Monday at 9:30 a.m., we will have the public interview for Dr. Foss. That will be in the banquet hall on the seventh floor of the library. And then again at 1:30 p.m., we will be interviewing J. William Berry. That will also be in the banquet hall in the library, room 713. Okay, then following Monday, Tuesday, we'll kick off at 9:30 a.m., same place with Dr. Bruno. And then at 1:30 p.m. again, Dr. Thomas Moore.
It's really 2 days of being able to pack all of these meetings and interviews into 2 days. It's a very tight schedule, but that's also having each of them here one day, but in pairs simultaneously.
Exactly. And so we're going to be running, but it should be fast-paced, and I encourage everybody to come out. And there are different ways in which you can submit comments.
Okay, let's talk about that, because somebody who comes to one of those meetings, 9:30 on Monday or Tuesday, mm-hmm. it's going to be a crowded room, going to be a bunch of people there who are interested, and there is some formality to the way the proceedings go. So to have your voice heard, what do you need to do?
You're going to submit your comment on a comment card, hand it to one of our lovely student workers, who will then give it to the committee. They'll read it and present it to the committee, and the candidate will answer your questions. So you can do that. You can also submit your comments via email to this website, ulmpresidentialsearch@uls.state.la.us.
So a couple of different ways to be a part of those meetings. So if you can't be there at one of those meetings, you could send it to the email address. Give that email address for somebody who's just writing it down.
Sure. ulmpresidentialsearch@uls.state.la.us.
So what are the different constituencies, aside from the public meetings, that these candidates are going to, they're going to have really a chance to get to know not just the administration in place at the university, but a broad range of different groups that have a vested interest in the university?
Absolutely. They are going to have different meetings with academic deans, a large meeting with faculty members. We're also going to have some of our student leaders that will meet with them separately, as well as our staff, and then finally community members. So they'll be in meetings all day long with different constituencies.
So for the public meetings, why is it important that the public make their voice heard to ask those questions?
Well, it's really critical because the public will have a critical role in what the committee decides and what candidate is eventually chosen. Once the finalists are selected, which will be Wednesday, they'll be invited to interview with the Systems Board in conjunction with its October 22nd meeting in Baton Rouge. And after that, a new president will most likely be announced. So Also, I wanted to let you know those interviews will be open to the public down in Baton Rouge if anybody is interested in attending. And the system site will post all of that information. And would you like me to go ahead and give you that?
Yes.
Okay. That website is ulsystem.edu/ulmsearch.
And you can also find links to there from the ULM homepage at ulm.edu. So real quickly, the times for the public and the times and ways for the public to be able to get their voices heard in this process.
Absolutely. If you'd like to meet the candidates or speak with the search committee, please come Monday at 9:30 a.m. in the banquet hall on the 7th floor of the library, and again at 1:30 p.m. And that will. You can also come Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m., same place. And then also they're going to finish out this week with another public forum on Wednesday at 9 a.m. in the banquet hall of the library. They'll do this to deliberate and select at least two finalists. And the public is welcome to attend this meeting and also give comments. And this will be the last chance that you will have for your voice to be heard.
And if someone can't make it, the email address to be able to send those comments to?
Exactly. ULM presidential search at uls.state.la.us.
Julia Barnhill is the Special Projects Coordinator for the Department of Academic Affairs here at the University. Julia, thanks for filling us in on this very important part of the process.
My pleasure.
Also, in the midst of this busy week with the presidential search, a number of things going on campus. Ultimately, the goal of the university is to graduate students. So a couple of different career fairs have been going on. Joining me is Ann Smith. She's the Director of Academic Internships at Career Connections and is here to talk a little bit about, well, first of all, you had two workshops over the course of the last week. Tell us about those.
Yes, we had two career fairs this week focused on different groups of students. On Tuesday night, we had the nursing career fair, and mostly juniors and seniors in the nursing program here were there, over 200. And we had several employers that were interested in those nursing students, not just hospitals and clinics, but other employers as well. Then on Wednesday, we had the health sciences career fair, and a lot of the same employers, but some new ones as well, saw some of our health sciences students. Now, I'm focusing now, no time to dwell on the past. Now we're looking forward to the All Majors Career Fair, which is next week on Wednesday.
And the career fairs are really a chance for employers to make sometimes that first contact with a student who might be a prospective employee maybe a year from now, maybe less than that.
Yes, exactly. My position is Director of Academic Internships, so that's a really good transition for students who are sophomores or juniors or beginning seniors to get that internship that's a foot in the door for a full-time job. And then a lot of these employers are also interested in looking at our graduates, our alumni even, and our seniors who are about to graduate, looking toward giving them full-time jobs. And, you know, it's sort of a cradle-to-grave thing. We like to take care of the students before they're students and then while they're students. And then after they're alumni, we're still there to help them.
Well, and you have an interesting role in that you deal a lot with the student side, but you also have a lot of contact with the employers. Tell us about how that relationship works.
Well, we try to really reach out to a lot of employers because sometimes that's how the employers get the idea of hiring ULM students and alumni. My particular position with internships is to try to sell these employers on the worth of our students. One, for instance, last summer was hired as an intern over in Dallas, and she had actually graduated in May, and she took that internship because full-time jobs were hard to come by.
And this is the kind of the market
that's
in the last year or so.
That's the way it is. That's the way it is now. And that employer, within a month's time, called me and said, Anne, do we have to keep her on as an intern all summer? And at which time my heart just fell. And they said, can we hire her full time? So now that was actually summer before last. And so she is full-time and moved up in the corporation and is just doing great. That's basically what I try to do, is just let these employers know how worthy our students and our graduates are. And once they're there as interns, these employers realize how much worth they bring to their companies.
They prove themselves.
Exactly.
You hear a lot in the news lately about the toughness of the job market right now. What kind of influx have you seen? And really a dependence on those relationships that you have in Career Connections office for students to be able to have a chance at landing that first job.
It's critical, I think. And we have really this year worked extra hard to get companies to, particularly the All Majors Career Fair next week. Many of the other universities that we have talked with have had a downturn in the number of companies participating in their career fairs.
Just because
there
are
fewer jobs.
For obvious
reasons. Exactly. It's not that they don't like the students or don't think that they're worthy, but they just don't have the jobs. Well, we've gotten on the phone, we've sent emails, we have hit them from every direction we could, and we have at this point 52 companies coming to our All Majors Career Fair next Wednesday.
In this
so we're
job
really
market,
proud of that.
In this job market, that's very impressive. So do you see, it really comes in your position dealing with internships, because there are so many students who are graduating who can't get jobs. That
exactly.
Internship, even an unpaid internship, can sometimes be that stepping stone to another job.
Right. And do you know, Jay, that now most internships are paid? So many of our students have to work in order to go to school. So I really encourage the employers to pay interns something, just something, at least minimum wage, so that they don't have to have a part-time job and an internship and go to school.
Right. Well, as a student, certainly if you're looking at the choice of I can go do something that's not furthering my career for minimum wage,
exactly.
As opposed to even working minimum wage for a company who might someday hire me.
Exactly.
That's got to be a better choice.
Exactly. And it works really, really well. I'd say that 9 times out of 10, those employers are so impressed with the students that the next thing we hear is, oh, well, they've promised me a full-time job as soon as I graduate. So it is a foot in the door. I call it an extended job interview. It's a low-risk way for employers to try out a student. And so say you hire an intern for the summer. At the end of that summer, they're probably going to be coming back to school. A year later, they're probably going to be graduating. If the employer likes them, which, like I said, 9 times out of 10 they do, then that student is... that's the person they want to hire.
Well, it really becomes, like you said, it's a foot in the door, but also from the employer's perspective of being far more selective for the very few jobs that are out there.
Exactly. And nationwide, we are seeing this in the stats that we get, that more and more of the larger companies nationally are hiring from the ranks of their interns. It's low risk.
I'm talking with Ann Smith. She's the Director of Academic Internships at the Office of Career Connections at ULM. A couple of different workshops really as precursors to the All Majors Career Fair next week.
That's right. On Tuesday, this is focused on students. On Tuesday, because we want them to be prepared for the career fair, we're offering at 9:30 Tuesday morning in our office, which is on the third floor of the library, we'll have How to Work a Career Fair. And that's going to be put on by some local employers that are nice enough to come in and do this for us. And we'd like to invite students to come in for that, How to Work a Career Fair. Then at 12:30, we'll have lunch with the professionals. Thanks to Kane's Chicken and Earl, we'll have speed interviewing and lunch.
And then the career fair happens on Wednesday.
Right, from 10 o'clock until 3 o'clock in the Student Union second floor.
If someone wants more information from Career Connections, how do they get in touch with you?
They could call us at 342-5338.
Ann Smith is the Director of Academic Internships and at the Department of Career Connections. You can also find out more information about the presidential search by going to the ULM homepage at ulm.edu. Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.